This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time smelting the day's finest news gold right over there, rolling into the most topical story planchette, then coining the punch under a 1,000-ton knuckle joint press to create the stately yet dazzling Nobel Prize medallion that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I wake up from crashing a stolen cigarette boat into a car ferry, where I rip the hood ornament off a Buick Skylark and strap it to a rusted hubcap with a busted fan belt, then perform an acceptance speech for a family of appreciative seagulls while holding the jerry-rigged junkyard trophy of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
That is the only award. Meanwhile is the only award I will ever need. Meanwhile. In alcohol news, Absolut and Kahlua have released an espresso martini perfume. Perfect if you want to smell like you're about to walk into your own intervention. Meanwhile, at a recent performance at Kennesaw State University, whose mascot is an owl, former Outkast frontman Big Boy tried rapping while bringing out an owl.
What's up? Hey, the freaks. Got the freaks. Hey, how y'all feel?
I was like, how am I feeling? Not great, man. A second ago, I was chilling in a cardboard box with a delicious dead mouse. And then this guy drags me out here, and he's not even Andre 3000? Meanwhile, in enormous infant news, Canadian parents welcomed the biggest baby in 13 years, a newborn son weighing nearly 15 pounds. And because it's a Canadian baby, his first words were, "Sorry about your uterus, eh?" Meanwhile, some dietitians are now saying the best way to curb sugar cravings might be just to eat as much as you want. Well, that's sound logic. That's why Gamblers Anonymous meetings always start with a game of craps. Come on, baby needs unlimited shoes so she'll stop craving shoes. Meanwhile, the world could soon be flush with new heating options because sewage waste is now being seen as a reliable heat source for millions of homes in the Netherlands. Finally, the Netherlands is realizing the full potential of the Dutch oven. We weren't sure about that one. Should we say Netherlands? Should we say Holland? Yeah, just say Dutch oven. Okay. Meanwhile, a currency auction site reports that if you have a $2 bill lying around, it could be worth nearly $5,000 if, and this is important, you have 2,500 of them. Other than that, it's just $2. Meanwhile, down in Florida, a bear swiped a $45 Taco Bell order off a family's porch. Unbelievable. It's possible to buy $45 worth of Taco Bell? You can get a Chalupa Supreme and a bean burrito and a mango fiesta brisk and something called strawberry twists for $5.99. And I'm pretty sure with the remaining $39, you can build your own Taco Bell inside a former bank. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile Global Plastics and Unlicensed Driving Academy sometimes encounter so many interesting air travel-related stories that we gather them in my Meanwhile subsegment, Flight Attention. First up on flight attention. A flight from New York to Belgium was forced to make an emergency landing after a horse got loose in the cargo hold and started to run amok. Okay, emotional support animals are getting out of control. Apparently, the horse broke free from its enclosure after the plane had ascended to 31,000 feet over Boston.
This is your captain speaking. If you look out your window, you'll see beautiful Fenway Park. And if you look up the aisle, you'll see a guy in 4F getting his skull kicked off by a frightened Clydesdale.
Next up on flight attention. In England, a commercial plane took off with two missing windows, and several passengers noticed that the aircraft cabin seemed both colder and noisier than usual.
It's your captain again. Some of you may have noticed this plane is missing windows, but they are a nice distraction from the horse. Thank you for flying Spirit Airlines.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Louis, you know, we got a lot of young people working here.
I heard.
All over the place. You know, HR says I'm not allowed to ask their age, but you can tell the young ones. They're the ones with the energy and just enough skin to cover their body. And I always try to keep up with the youth. It's not literally. They walk fast, and my cartilage has been replaced by graham crackers. But I do like to follow the youth trends and tell you all about them in Mike's segment. Stephen Colbert presents That's Yeet Dabbing on Fleek, fam. Apparently, is this anything? Is that anything? Apparently, coolest thing right now is a collection of things because according to experts, girl trends are everywhere. Everything girl is a girl thing now. For example, at work, Gen Z is embracing something called snail girl, which refers to women who prioritize self-care and happiness above overworking and not, as I originally thought, women who moisturize in white wine and garlic butter. One trendsetter explained, a snail girl takes her time. She's running her own race, and maybe that race isn't going anywhere but home and back to bed. So if that sounds like you, you may just be clinically depressed. Another girl trend that might appeal to snail girls is something called lazy girl jobs. This allows Gen Zs to wear baggy jeans while doing less. As one lazy girl put it to the New York Post, I get paid a bomb salary to talk to no one. Adding, except you, where'd you say you work? The New York Post? Oh God, I'm so fired. Now it doesn't end there. There's also something called scent girlies, clean girls, and my favorite, Hot Girls with IBS, which refers to hot girls who, quote, constantly fart, burp, bloat, and suffer from constipation and diarrhea. They're gonna wanna hang out as close as possible to the scent girlies. Now, if everything seems like a girl thing, that's because it is. As the New York Times put it, as a girl, there is almost no behavior or activity you can't claim is your own. Well, as not a girl, the behavior I claim is confused. So, here to help me understand all these girl trends is my writer, girl, and certified young person, Eliana Kortler, everybody. Eliana, thank you so much. Eliana. First of all, hi, Eliana.
Hey, Steve girl.
Eliana, help me out here. I like to keep up with the trends, you know me.
I do.
But these girl trends don't seem like real trends. They feel like one person describing stuff they do and then just saying that's a trend.
Okay, skeptical girl.
Don't do that.
These trends are totally real, Steve. For example, right now, I'm all in on a hot new carefree persona, and this is real, called Rat Girl.
Okay, what's a rat girl?
I'm so glad you asked, because I'm a tell girl. Like one self-described rat girl put it, I chugged a friend's liquor as well as 5 beers. I vomited a little bit. My friend had to drag me into his bed. I am a rat.
Please tell me there's such a thing as a rehab girl. Because what you're describing is not a trend. It's just one person having a bad night.
Well, you know what they say, Steve. One person's bad night is another person's trend.
No one says that.
I just did, Steve, and I'm a trend girl.
Wait, I thought you were a rat girl.
No, keep up, Steve. No one's a rat girl anymore. The hot thing now are chair girls.
What's a chair girl?
Chair girls are so it. They love, like, sitting in big blue chairs with, like, a wooden desk with an old man sitting behind it.
I'm sorry, with a what behind it?
I'm so sorry. A rapidly aging man.
It's fair.
Chair girls are so fun. They love, like, bright sweaters and making audiences cheer for them.
Don't encourage. No. Don't. Stop it. Don't encourage her.
Yes, encourage me. I'm a needy girl.
I know you are. I'm well aware. This is all meaningless, Eliana. It's just individual things that individual people are doing. Oh, look, I'm a mug girl. I'm a pen girl with a mug girl. My pen is on my mug girl. This is just people giving their behavior a cute name so that they're either not responsible for anything they do or they just desperately need to glom onto any identifying label to give them a sense of self in the faceless mob that is our life online.
You seem upset. Any chance you're a hot girl with IBS?
We have to go to commercial. My writer, Eliana Kortler, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.